Welcome back to Big Daddy Cade, Blues You Can Use. The blues train keeps rolling on with more live music and fun times ahead. Let's have a listen.
I want to be in the key of A.
A. Which one is this?
I Can't Come Home.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail as to why I wrote this song.
That's all right.
But it definitely is all true, and you'll just have to make your own conclusions.
I'll let you come on in, and then we're going to catch up with
of why I wrote this song. Now, you want a little piece of this as we go
through? I'll do some slide guitar for you.
Okay, and then we'll
just point at me whenever you need it.
On rehearsal, we'll work this out. All right, here we go. Service.
Did you really?
Yeah. Never started. I begged for one, and my dad was one of those people that he felt like, well, you know, you don't need none of that nonsense. You just need to work a job. You don't need to be messing with none of that stuff. So
I started out playing guitar in a gospel group called the Chicago Happyland Singers. And I had a great time. I traveled with these guys every church, every Sunday. And yeah, the old lady said, oh, that young man, he can play nice guitar. Look at him. He dressed nice and stuff like that. And I told some of the old singers in the band, and they told me, they said, look, they said, when them girls got, what they said, when the girls, they old school, they said, when them girls get to jumping and falling out with the spirit, you got to grab them and hang on to it. I said, no, I'm getting out to work.
Oh, yeah, so you did the gospel thing, huh?
Oh, man, what, yeah.
And did, so you were in Chicago. Did you, would you go over to Indiana or go
anywhere
over to...
that the promoter had us? We went there, man. We sang with the Pilgrim Jubilees. We were all over the place, man.
Oh, the Midwest?
Huh?
All over the Midwest?
Midwest, yes. Mainly a lot. And we went to Indiana.
That's all
we Midwest did. Detroit. Too. And it was fun, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, I got paid every Sunday, you know, and I made good money.
Yeah, right.
But then I heard Otis Rush, and I'm like, uh-oh. He had a red guitar, red 345.
So when you heard him, did you go in a tavern and he was playing there, or did
no,
you hear him on record
him on
or radio?
But I did go in the tavern and see him before it was over. And I saw this guy, he had a process when I did go in, so hair looking good, he was looking sharp, sweating from those old par lights on the stand, in the ceiling that burns you up, right? And this cat, left-handed, tearing it up. I'm like, oh.
That's what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah. And my brother said, man, you see, I'm like, oh, man. I was spellbound. I'm like, he was the one who actually got the fire started for me.
Oh, yeah.
I started in church. But when I saw him playing the blues,
oh, yeah.
There was no turning around, man. Yeah. And at that age, I just kept on going. And a lot of places where I went in, you know, with the old school, down at Kingston Mines, and, you know, at Kingston Mines and Buddy Guy's Legends place back in the day when I was young. And you go in there, I came in there a couple times with all these pedals and stuff. And the old guy say, hey, young man. I'm like, yeah. What was all this stuff on the floor? They stopped me. That's right. I said, this is what I play to sound good with. No. All of them like, no. You got to play with a feeling with your fingers and your hands and the strings. We don't allow all that kind of stuff in the jams, you know, no. And I learned how to play with just his fingers and the sounds of the strings other than using all these pedals on the board. And that's how I learned it.
So you spent some time in the bars in Chicago listening to people?
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
You were hearing the best of everything.
Yes.
Because it was still there. It was still going on.
Yeah. And at that time, a good friend of mine was in Little Ed in the Imperials. Him and I played a lot growing up. And he got signed by Alligator Records.
Yeah, right.
And I tell you, man, it was cool. And, you know, I had a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were lucky, man. You were right there. You were part of that history.
Yes.
All those guys are, they're all gone.
Yes, they are.
Well, let's leave everybody with this message. We are seasoned musicians. I'll use the term. We are seasoned musicians. But any of y'all that's listening, you're never too young or never too old to start playing music. And if you have a dream of playing music, chase it.
Do it.
You know, you if you don't swing the bat, you can't hit the ball.
That's it.
So never too young, never too old. Just chase your dream.
That's right.
Big Daddy, thank you so much for having us here.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Can we do a quick short one, Sweet Home Chicago,
sure.
QFC, y'all?
QFC.
C, baby. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, all you out there, Radio Land.
Here we go, Radio Land. This is for you. If you never been to Chicago, check out the Blues Scene. Check it out. Look it up. 1, 2, 3. We're done. They're gonna want some barbecue and some fried chicken and collard greens when we're done. That's what you're supposed to have in a juke joint.
That's right, in a juke joint.
Good food and good music. Here we go. Back to that same old place. Sweet Home, Chicago.
Thank you, guys, out there, Radio Land. Outlaw Music, WVFF 97.7 on your radio dial.
Hey, thank you guys for listening out there.
That's all for this episode of the Big Daddy Cade Blues You Can Use show. Keep on grooving and join us next Tuesday for more blues guests, giveaways, and good times. Only here on WVFF 97.7 FM Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.